So not wishing to break from any tradition, we're doing another podcast recording in a pub. This time we're at the George Hotel in Lydiard Street. Barat, yes. Lydiard Street is that great majestic street with lots of original mid-Victorian facades and lots of heritage listed buildings. With me tonight is Robin Antoine and her husband Michelle. Robin, you've been one of the almost founding members of the Barat Singers. You've been with us since the beginning.
Yes,
that's
I
correct.
Have, yes.
Hmm. And Robin, you have an interest in people singing.
I have a good interest in people singing, probably because I sing myself and I do put on shows every now and then.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about those shows. And the last one you had was in the Windery Performing Arts Centre. You had a number of interstate singers coming to sing with you.
Yes, I did. We had the wonderful Sophie Salvisani, came down from Queensland and stayed with us for about 4 or 5 days in her visit. She's a beautiful soprano, absolutely stunning voice. She doesn't realise how good she is. Yeah, she works with Opera Australia in Sydney, and I believe she was a teacher, a school teacher in Queensland, and I believe she still does teaching when she can. She goes back home every now and then, and she picks up the teaching where she left off.
In between working with Opera Australia.
Yes, in between working with Opera Australia. Mm.
So you're being... I was going to say a madam, but I'm not quite sure if that is the right term these days to use.
But
rather than your boudoir or chamber, you're hiring performance spaces and bringing these people from interstate and some
yes.
local talent as well.
Yes, that's
and,
right.
And putting on a show, and you've got one coming up later in the year.
Yes, probably August, September.
August, September,
sometime.
So not too much later in the year.
No, it's creeping up.
Upon us fairly soon.
Yes.
What have you enjoyed most about singing with the Barat Singers? It's not a highbrow group of singers, and I think that was its intention from the beginning, to just allow people to enjoy singing rather than to have to work too hard at it, but there's still some homework and things to do.
Yeah.
What do you enjoy the most about singing?
I think it's the camaraderie of singing with a large group of people, because there's quite a few of us. And I really enjoy I enjoy the moments when you play the piano and we sing along. That's always wonderful.
It's always difficult trying to find a rehearsal space with a decent keyboard to play at as well. But, yes, hopefully
the piano upstairs is quite good, though.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll go
so
from there. Mm.
It's been a wonderful experience.
And tonight we're going on to a rehearsal. We're going to be rehearsing for a concert of carols with the Little Brass Band on Saturday evening, when we sing at the Midlands Retirement Village, hopefully bringing some winter joy to those living in the village. Are you excited about singing on Saturday?
I think it will be very good, yes. And I'm sure that the people that live in the retirement village will enjoy it as much as we will.
The room we're performing in has a lot of carpet, and I think they'll probably be wearing a lot of coats, so we'll have to make a little bit more noise, but perhaps they may absorb some of the brass sounds as well, so the choir might rise above the
yes,
brass.
Yes, I'm sure we'll be fine. Mm. Yes.
Good. Tell me, you've gone back to having singing lessons in the late summer of your life, not quite the autumn, of your life.
Excuse me.
We'll call it, be polite and call it the late summer. How are you finding it? Are you finding it a challenge?
Sometimes it's a challenge, but mostly I really enjoy doing my singing lessons, because Jason Worsley, who I learned from, he's a wonderful man. He seems to have taken me under his wing, because I've sung previously in another life. I've always sung. And I had a singing teacher called Joan Arnold way back from the Conservatorium of Music in Melbourne. And she gave me the foundation to be able to sing. She was a wonderful lady. And yes, and I've always enjoyed singing. So it's been a while since I've done it, but I've now started singing with Jason Wosley.
And you're really approaching a mezzo-soprano yourself now, is that right, or are you still...?
I'm probably still a soprano, yes. I've got a range of three octaves that I sing.
Gosh.
Yes.
So, Michelle, just move in close to the microphone for a moment and we'll ask you a few questions. What's it like having a singer in the house?
It's quite interesting because she won't let me sing anywhere near
her. He's not allowed to sing.
Right. But is there this spontaneous rupture in the shower or rupture into song, I mean?
No. The shower is the shower. Yeah. The singing is the singing.
Right.
I have started at a relatively young age when I was still at school and we had a tryout for the school choir, and I was told to stand at the back and open my mouth but not sing anything. So I haven't gained any improvement since then, let's put it that way.
But you're a good supporter in the audience.
I enjoy both the classics and some of the more modern, but probably my modern stops about 1985.
Right.
In reality.
So, well, it's actually good to have a bit of background noise in here this evening. Often on a Monday evening, it's timidly quiet, but I think the warm fire has brought the guests in.
There's a table of half a dozen ladies over there, and that's making the noise.
I will just say that about 4 weeks ago we abandoned choir practice because we were short on numbers, a number of people suffering from the cold or the after effects of COVID, and we came here and sang around that long table with the remnants of the choir that were here. So, yeah, it's good to see it.
Must have been a bit of fun.
It was. Yeah. Yeah. And Robin, we're singing in a concert at the end of July. The Barrett Singers is taking part in the Barrett Choral Festival.
Yes.
At St. Pat's Cathedral. A very different acoustic, a very dry acoustic to most of the places that we've sung in or rehearsed in. How do you think that's going to go?
It's hard to say, really. I know what you mean about being a very different venue. But having said that, I think the acoustics are good in there. In the cathedral.
Yeah.
I have sung there before, and...
Is it going to be in the Anglican?
No, in the...
Catholic cathedral.
Yes. Anglican Cathedral has a very wet acoustic because of the amount of carpet that's there, whereas St. Pat's has a very... The Roman Catholic Cathedral has a very dry acoustic.
Although I'm thinking of having my next concert in the Anglican Cathedral. I have sung in there before, and I found it quite good.
In fact, one of your performances was there, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
So it's going to be interesting because there's some fairly highbrow choral music being sung. There's quite a bit of Latin in the programme. So I think there are about 15 different choirs competing, and then we're all going to join together at the end to sing the anthem of the festival. That's going to be interesting because we will have had no rehearsals for that final piece. 15 choirs coming together, being put in place at the last minute and not having a rehearsal. So we shall see how that goes. It would be good if we can record that for posterity. And the Barrett Singers are going to be singing What Shall We Do With the Drunken Sailor? Which I think will sit in a wonderful juxtaposition with...
We wondered about that.
With the Latin.
In the cathedral.
In the cathedral.
Yes.
But I think it will reflect as much as the other choirs who are singing, the genre will reflect where they're coming from. It will reflect where the Barrett Singers are coming from, which is to sing for fun and to sing for being together in a singing community. Yes. And having withered COVID, which is something not many groups have done, that we've come through on the other side by keeping together via Zoom meetings and getting together when we can. So tell us a little bit about your concert that you're planning for August, September.
Oh, well, they will be mostly, well, nearly all classical music, because that's the genre I tend to go for. There'll be a few surprises in there too, I imagine, with some of the singers. Young Daniel Sully, he's singing. He has come along so well. He's one of Jason's students as well, and Jason has really taken him under his wing, and he is sounding absolutely beautiful now. So I'm looking forward to having Daniel in the show.
And Daniel's a tenor, if I remember correctly, is that right?
No, he's more of a baritone.
More of a baritone.
Yes, yes. So, Jason has a young daughter in. She lives in Perth with her mum.
So you're continuing your theme of bringing people into state.
Yes,
Glorious Ballarat. Yes.
I've spoken to him about if she can come over, and he thinks she can.
She sings with West Australian Opera Company.
So she's used to being on stage, and she's. The last performance she did was what was it called? Little Red Riding Hood, or one of those sort of.
Is there any truth in the rumour that you're taking off to Paris to get your frock for the concert?
Absolutely not.
Not true. I don't blame you not going to Paris quite at this moment in time. Perhaps
no.
Milan might be a more suitable place to.
But my tenor is, he's off. Probably in September, young Lyndon Green, who has been singing with me for the last 7 or 8 years, and I'm very sorry to see him leave Australia and go to Germany, but he sees his future in Germany.
Do you think there are more opportunities for young men in Germany?
Probably.
Or in Europe?
Yes, I'd say there are. Yeah,
definitely.
And he's going to take advantage of that, I hope. And I hope he does really well. He has my blessing, and I just hope he does well over there.
So it may be his bon voyage to Australia, this concert.
This concert will be his last in Australia, yes, probably.
Do you have a theme, or are you not going to have a theme for the concert?
No, we sort of tend to put bits of this and bits of that, and we all have a lot of fun, which is the main thing. Yeah.
And a glass of champagne afterwards.
No.
No. No.
I'll probably give young Lyndon a bottle of champagne to wish him well on his journey. But no, we don't actually have. Oh, we have a sort of an afternoon tea afterwards, which we'll probably have in the cathedral.
Mm.
There's plenty of room there, let's face it. And lots of. Tea and coffee and bickies, courtesy of Bron and Maria. Hmm.
So going back to the Ballarat singers, and we'll need to leave soon to go to our rehearsal. Apart from those things which tend to punctuate the year, the Christmas in July and the Christmas carols at Christmas and odd concerts that come up, like the him singing out at Creswick for the Heritage Weekend, singing at the nursing home. What do you look forward to beyond those other concerts? So if you were going to sit down with the executive and say, this is what we should be doing, what do you think the Ballarat singers should be doing, given their resources?
Given their resources, yes, okay. Well, we have some great resources, I think, and we've got a few new members of the choir who've joined us recently.
We have an abundance of altos, which is most unusual.
It is. The altos are outnumbering the sopranos.
Yes.
We just can't have that.
I think we're going to get some of them to be temporary sopranos for What Should We Do With a Drunken Sailor, just to
yes, definitely.
Give a bit of oomph.
No, I think the Ballarat singers will go on to great strengths. Yeah.
Do you have any sort of direction you'd like them to take? Of particular types of music you think you'd like them to
sing?
Oh,
I'd like them all to sing opera. I'm not sure if we'll ever get there, but yeah.
How about your favourite I Am Australian?
Da dum bum ba dum bum ba bum bum ba ba bum.
We are.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Yes.
That
We she are
cries
one.
Every time it comes on. So.
But we are many.
But we are many.
That's the one.
That one.
Oh. Yeah, sing away. We're just up to our 15-minute mark. So.
And from all the lands on earth we come, we share a dream and sing with one voice. I am, you are, we are Australian.
Thank you. Well done. You managed to pitch that from Michelle's odd note that he gave you to start with.
Sorry.
Okay, thank you for joining me for this podcast. And,
you're welcome.
All the best.
Yes.
Finish these and go off to our rehearsal.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for listening.
Finish the bottle first.